Exercise 3, page 89. Talk 1.
Hello everyone. Today I want to talk about the popularity of viral challenges and their impact on social media culture. As someone who closely observes online trends, I find viral challenges to be fascinating. Firstly, let's define what a viral challenge is. Essentially, it's a trend or activity that spreads rapidly across social media platforms through user-generated content. From dances to cooking videos, viral challenges come in a wide variety of forms and capture the imaginations of internet users worldwide. The origin of viral challenges goes back a long way to the memes and videos of the early internet in the early 2000s and even the 1990s. But it wasn't until the rise of modern social media platforms, especially short-form video platforms in the 2010s, that the reach and impact of these challenges really grew. Now, in the 2020s, they're still huge, and it's remarkable to see how quickly new challenges can become viral. So, what makes people want to participate in viral challenges? Well, for many, it's about the feeling of being part of something bigger than themselves, a global community. For others, it's about taking part in a memorable cultural moment or having a positive impact on the world. Two of the most famous viral challenges, the Ice Bucket Challenge and the Trash Tag Challenge, were about positive change. In the Ice Bucket Challenge, people poured freezing cold ice water over their heads to raise awareness of a serious disease and encourage others to donate money to charities, while the Trash Tag Challenge encouraged people to go out and pick up litter in their communities. At the same time, we have to look before we leap when it comes to doing viral challenges. While most challenges are harmless fun, some can have unintended results leading to injury, embarrassment, or even legal issues. Users need to be careful to avoid promoting risky or harmful behavior, especially to young people who may not fully understand the consequences of their actions. Looking ahead, it's hard to predict the future of viral challenges. As social media trends and digital technologies continue to evolve, we can expect to see new types of challenges. With technologies like augmented reality and virtual reality soon to become part of social media, viral challenges could even become shared digital experiences that people from all over the world can do together in the same digital space. Viral challenges are a fascinating aspect of social media culture because they can show the creativity, collaboration, and positive will that online communities are capable of. While they can bring people together and spark moments of joy and laughter, though, it's important that we stay sensible in how we approach them. By doing so, we can make sure that viral challenges remain a positive source of entertainment and social change in the digital age. Thank you for listening.
Talk 2.
Welcome, everyone. Today, I want to explore the fascinating connection between social media and artificial intelligence. As someone who works in this area, I've personally seen how AI is changing the way we use the internet. So, how is AI used on social media? Well, it's primarily used to improve our experiences and make things more convenient when we access social platforms. One example is in the creation of personalized content recommendations and ads. Using AI algorithms, social media platforms can now look at what users do, such as what they share and comment on, and then analyze their activity preferences, as well as showing them posts they're likely to enjoy. This makes the experience better for users because they see more of what they're interested in. Similarly, AI is also used to power chatbots. These are essentially robots which can understand what we say to them and can respond in real time. These are often used by businesses to provide customers with fast answers to simple questions on social media. This helps customers to get the information they need more quickly while giving customer service employees the time to handle more complicated problems. As they get smarter and more flexible, the applications for these bots continue to grow all the time too. A less well-known use of AI is to help protect social media users. Believe it or not, AI can now look at pictures and videos and analyze them to understand what they contain. If the AI finds content with images or information that is not safe to view, it can remove it automatically and report the user who posted it. What's more, AI can make content more accessible. By automatically generating subtitles for videos, for instance, AI applications can make it easier for people with disabilities to consume content so they can take part in social media discussions. Despite all of this, there are still some problems with AI on social media. The most common concern is privacy. AI needs a lot of information about users to work well, but many are uncomfortable with allowing these AI models to collect so much information about us. Another worry is that AI might personalize our news feeds too much. By only showing people things that they already agree with, AI tools might make it difficult for people to develop balanced opinions about important global issues. Additionally, people might use AI to generate and spread fake news stories online, which can cause tension and conflict in our society. The widespread use of AI on social media is just around the corner. However, we must think carefully about what AI is good for and how we use it, so that everyone can have a safe and enjoyable experience online. In the end, AI has a lot of potential to make social media better in many ways, but we need to steer it in the right direction. Thank you.